Yeah, I mean, you know, this is a great question. I would hope that the church you attend, I mean, like this person, his name is Ron, and I would say, Ron, I hope the church you're attending is actually a solid biblical church. I mean, like, I know ours is, and is one that desires to be more like the early churches, reaching out to the world around us, you know, not just being a country club for Christians, you know?
Yeah.
But in Revelation, Jesus spoke directly to those churches, starting off with what they did right. Mm-hmm. And then he chastised them for what they were doing wrong, whether it was tolerating sin or losing their first love and different things like that. It's only in Revelation 3 do we see one church where Jesus did not point out a fault. It was the church of Philadelphia. Verse 8, he says, I know your deeds. See, I have placed before you an open door that no one can shut. I know that you have little strength, yet you have kept my word and have not denied my name. He doesn't say anything to them about something that they've done wrong. Instead, he just encourages them to persevere so their light won't fade. So to us today, you know, this is still the challenge from Revelation chapter 2 and 3, to continue to do what is right, to get rid of what we're doing wrong, and persevere when it gets tough so that our light isn't going to fade. And what is that light fading meaning? I mean, like, well, how many churches close every year, right?
Mm-hmm.
A lot. And so it's because of what they're doing. Some it's because it's just time, you know, part of the church life cycle, so to speak. But hopefully the churches we're in, they're still going to be here thriving, persevering when Jesus returns in the rapture to take us all home. And, you know, that's the word of the Lord today, I would say.